Four members of the apartment where Ebola victim Thomas Duncan was living have been confined to that apartment because they tried to leave. An officer with the Dallas County Sheriff's Department is outside. Dallas County Judge Clay Jenkins says the move to confine those four to their apartment wasn't easy. But after consulting with state and federal health officials and Governor Rick Perry, everyone agreed it was the right decision.
They were noncompliant with the request to stay home. We do not intend to have to do that again.
Jenkins says health officials need to monitor the residents, taking their temperature twice a day to see if they start showing symptoms of Ebola.
If they're not at home when we go out to do our surveillance test on them, then that defeats the purpose of that surveillance test, and that endangers them. If they were to be infected, they need to know that as quickly as possible.
On Thursday, the family wasn't showing any symptoms. Jenkins said in a separate press conference with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention that the apartment they're confined to needs cleaning.
There is a garbage bag of the man's clothes and belongings. They've got a bag of household trash, and they have mattresses pushed against the wall. And I believe the household trash would consist of the sheets that he slept on. We want to ensure that they are getting regular food, that house is cleaned.
That was expected to happen today. There were questions about moving the tenants to a clean or sterile environment. Dave Daigle with the CDC said there's no need yet.
Because they're not without the symptoms, they're not a danger right now.
The four family members in the apartment had the closest direct contact with Duncan while he was in the Vickery Meadow neighborhood. Health officials spent the day winnowing down as many as 100 people who'd been in contact with him, trying to make sure Ebola doesn't spread. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.